Thanks so much, Megan. Rob Fronning joining us now from Ag Country Farm Credit Services. You guys traditionally have a list of seminars in your building. Things obviously changed here with COVID. We've made some adjustments, and we're happy to have you in our building this year.
Absolutely, and a big thank you to the Red River Farm Network for joining or letting us join them over the noon hour here. Just need a bigger space. We need a social distance, and our space wasn't big enough, so we appreciate you guys welcoming us with open arms.
Great team. We're into an important time period. Obviously, these guys are busy with harvest and those kind of things, but we got some deadlines that we need to be alert to as well.
Absolutely. As you know, wheat is getting wrapped up here in most areas, and maybe some people are starting some soybean harvest. I mean, we can't forget about some of the crop insurance deadlines. We need to report claims if we do have a claim. If we had some quality issues out there in certain areas that I've seen, and with this frost that came here last week, we might have set with some of the other crops. And so definitely make sure we remember to keep our insurance agent in mind and give them a call when we have some issues, or even if we got some old grain sitting in the bin that we want to put some new grain on. Make sure you keep your insurance agent in the loop.
So when we talk about that frost, we kind of nip things a little bit. Any big concern?
You know, not really big. There's going to be some isolated cases where the crop just wasn't far enough along, and that's going to create some quality. I'm guessing we lost some test weight with some of our corn in certain areas. Soybeans definitely got nipped, but depending on if they were already turning and starting to mature, it might not be as bad. So we might lose some quality there as well, and it's just important to make sure you get out there and see what you have, and if you do have some issues with some of that quality. We've seen some corn all of a sudden quickly getting chopped that maybe wasn't going to get chopped, and because of the frost, it expedited that, and again, getting an insurance adjuster out there to appraise that prior to getting that all chopped off. So
it's pretty amazing when you look back a year ago where what we've all gone through from Big Iron Time 2019 to 2020.
Absolutely, and then just walking around here, it's definitely a little different feeling, and I'm glad we are still able to have it and still have the people here, and there's some great seminars definitely here at the event center.
Give me an idea what's on your schedule. It's at 11:30 each morning.
Yeah, so today we had succession and retirement, and tomorrow we will have a tax specialist here talking about some of the tax changes at 11:30, and then on Thursday it'll be Katie and myself talking about kind of marketing in this pandemic and working through what we've been facing.
When you take a look at that marketing side, it is an unusual time going into harvest. We've seen that bump in soybean markets in particular.
Yeah, absolutely. And the unusual part is our basis has kind of held flat. It didn't really, sometimes we see that basis widen when we see these rallies. And we've seen, you know, quite an increase over the month of end of August here into September. And beans are looking a little more attractive to maybe get rid of at harvest time, knowing that we're going to probably have to store the corn because the corn hasn't followed suit quite as much as the soybeans has. So a lot of planning and maybe changing of plans for our producers here as we near harvest.
You need to adjust. Rob, appreciate the chance to visit.
Thank you very much.
Rob Fronning with us from Ag Country Farm Credit Services.